From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Coxsackie Village Board has approved a proposal from New Jersey-based Macer Consulting to evaluate two local dams and to draft emergency action plans to bring the village into compliance with State Department of Environmental Conservation rules. The dams are located near the Medway Reservoir in New Baltimore and at the Climax Reservoir near County Route 26. Both dams are reported to be structurally sound with no visible leaks. Village Mayor Mark Evans is not sure when emergency plans were updated last. He said, and I quote, "If there is a plan in place, it's old. We need to start from scratch," end quote. The cost of both dam evaluations and draft plans is nearly $10,000. Evans said the funds were taken from contingency accounts, so the project will not raise taxes. Evans said he expects the process to take several months. The DEC said it is working with the village to bring it into full compliance with dam safety regulations. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The City of Hudson Fire Department and Youth Department have announced the first annual Hudson Polar Plunge to be held Saturday, February the 24th. Participants will take a cold plunge at 11 a.m. that morning into the icy waters of Oakland Lake to raise funds for the Youth Department and for the Fire Department Water Rescue Team. Plunge supporters include the City of Hudson, Hudson Bed Races, and Molinsky Photography. Korak formerly held its polar plunge in Upper Rota Pond in Kopek, and during its final year, the event raised nearly $11,000 with more than 50 registered plungers. Information on the new Hudson plunge can be found at HudsonPolarPlunge.com. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM of the CAT. The first floor ceiling collapsed at Chatham Wine and Liquor, located in the three-story building on Main Street in the village, on December the 15th. Chatham firefighters were called to the scene at 11:15 a.m. Employees were reportedly trapped in the storeroom, but not injured. Williams spoke with people at the store who said they hoped to reopen the next day. No merchandise was damaged. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting in the Times Union. The Rensselaer County Industrial Development Agency has approved a 15-year payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreement that would allow redevelopment of the shuttered Kmart store in East Greenbush into a training facility for state employees. The $15.5 million project is being undertaken by the Turnpike Development Group. While pleased that the deal is happening, Town Supervisor Jack Conway said he is disappointed the property assessment will remain stagnant for the duration of the pilot. The former Kmart, located on 14.5 acres at 164 Columbia Turnpike, will be assessed at $2.75 million, down from the $8.1 million valuation it held when the store was open. The Turnpike Development Group intends to convert the former store into a training complex and related offices for the state. The building will also house a Big Lot store. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that after nearly 5 years, the Bridge Alternate Transition Program is expanding its courses, services, and activities. Located in the Warren Street Academy at 11 Warren Street in Hudson, the program admits 16-year-olds who have fewer high school credits than are needed to graduate on time with their graduating class. The program offers smaller class sizes and more attention to social-emotional development than a traditional high school. Students are permitted to remain in the program until they acquire enough credits to graduate, even if it takes them till after their 18th birthday. While students receive their academic instruction at the academy, they remain members of their home high school and are eligible to participate in extracurricular activities. Warren Street Academy principal Daniel Kalplesch said the program currently has 25 enrolled students from Hudson, Catskill, Germantown, and Ichabod Crane School districts. More than half of those students are expected to graduate in 2018. Since it was established in February 2014, the Alternate Transition Program has graduated 27 of 39 enrolled students. The Academy also offers a day program for 20 special education students enrolled in grades 7 through 12 from Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, and Rensselaer counties. The Academy and the Alternate Transition Program are part of the Berkshire Union Free School District. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. For our final story, Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union some police cruisers in construction zones may be decoys. That disclosure was made by Walter Patchelzak, Vice President of Associated General Contractors of New York, during his December 15th testimony before the State Assembly Transportation Committee. Assemblymember Alicia Heineman was asking about the practice of having police officers sit near road construction sites. The news that some of the cars are no longer on the police force surprised Heineman, who asked, and I quote, "Is that legal?" end quote, with Patchelzak assuring her it was. It was not clear how closely the decoy cars resembled working police cruisers. Most New York drivers probably recognize the state police cars, which tend to be full-size Dodges, Fords, or SUVs. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers before 11 a.m. today. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain showers mixing with snow after 10 p.m., then gradually ending. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 19 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 7:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, almost the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 18th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.